This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
It's time for Who's Talking on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM. Brought to you by Clinical Research Partners, Ortho Virginia, Town Bank of RVA, TGI Fridays, Crown Acura, TheSaver.com, Canal Capital Management, the Virginia Athletics Foundation, Jeff McDonald & Associates, Maxwell & Associates, Invictus Sales & Marketing, James River Air, and Oaklea Press. Good evening, ACC fans and fellow Wahoos. Welcome to Who's Talking, Season 16, with your hosts Frank Maloney and Jim Hobgood on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM. Tonight's show brings the best of UVA's football, hoops, and Olympic sports. Now, here's Frank and Hobbo.
Welcome, welcome, all Wahoos, ACC fans. Frank and Hobbo in studio, and we have a great show tonight. It's not often we can say great show.
Well, leading off with a terrific first guest, and two-time national champion.
And multi-time ACC Coach of the Year.
And a nice guy. And a really good coach.
Very cerebral.
Yeah. Why is he on with us? I'm kidding.
He's obviously confused. I think
we're both UVA grads.
Patrick Boland made it happen.
I have 2 degrees from UVA. I fooled him twice.
Yes, we.
Hey,
we,
Coach, how
we,
you doing?
We know that.
Lars Tiffany, by the way. We should say his name.
How about that, Hobbo?
Yeah.
Good one.
Coach Lars Tiffany, thank you for your time tonight.
Oh, it's wonderful to hear all those accolades and wonderfully generous words from you guys, Frank and Jim. I definitely don't deserve that. I'm not sure the listeners want to listen anymore. Don't they want more controversial, angry, evil people? Come on.
Oh, don't worry. There's plenty of time.
There's plenty in Charlottesville to be discouraged about. Can we say basketball? That's why we're having lacrosse conversation tonight. But I noticed, Coach, that Inside Lacrosse has 7 of your players as preseason All-Americans. I would think your best play is just to get out of the way and let the guys play.
There's no question. My number one objective is to acquire the elite talent in the country, develop them a little bit, and then get out of their way and let them make plays. It's a lot easier to coach when you don't have to coach that much on game day. maybe look good with a good timeout once in a while.
We are visiting with head lacrosse coach Lars Tiffany. Lars, Griffin Schutz arrived at UVA with all these preseason accolades and number one this, number one that, and has turned out to be an excellent complementary player, if I can use that word. And I don't know if he was deferring to Connor Schellenberger or Peyton Cormier or Moore or any of those other guys from yesteryear, but now that those studs are gone, are we going to see the real superstar? He's only 6'3", 215. So he's one of the bigger guys to play.
That's a nice size athlete right there.
Yeah, and he was a good football player, too, in high school. But, I mean, is he going to be the impact guy this year?
You are going to see that this year. And it's a wonderfully poignant question. It's right at the heart of the matter, because you're right. He came here with tremendous accolades. He's played a very wonderful complementary role for us. And you're right, you wanted to defer to Connor Schellenberger and a couple of other players, but it is his time. And I will tell you what, emotionally and mentally, he is razor focused on, he wants that now. I think he shied away from the spotlight a few times, but he is wants to be guiding this team. He's taking more of a vocal role, which is a big deal for him. He's not the most vocal guy, you know, but he understands that this is his last go around. I am seeing a very different person in his training, his purpose, his words, and we're going to start seeing that on Saturdays this spring. So watch out, world. Here comes Griffin Schutz.
That's you know, the coach
comes down the track.
The one thing Frank has taught me about football, it's all about the offensive line, and lacrosse, it's all about the faceoff. How are we looking in the faceoff circle this year?
That's another really good question, and I don't have as good an answer for you yet. Anthony Gabriel was solid for us this past year, 55% roughly. He got banged up, had a surgery. He's still coming back, but he's starting to get back to form. The rest of our face-off room, it's not quite what we need yet. We've had two scrimmages so far, one up in Annapolis this past weekend here in Charlottesville, and it's probably the weakest area, to tell you the truth, with both the face-off play and the wings coming in. Now, Ben Ware, one of our captains, yeah, don't worry about him. He's going to pick up a lot of balls. But we need other people to come in and pick up some of those contested GBs, as we call them. And so that's still a question mark for us. Can we win our unfair share of face-offs?
Well, I believe your number two and number three face-off specialists from last year have moved on. So players within the program or newcomers are going to have to fill that void because – you know, it's a position that requires multiple skills and different styles. Otherwise, I mean, it's very rare that you find a player that just handles all the faceoffs. You've got to have different guys that can match up against different people, and I know that's got to be a struggle. Goalie play, you've got Nunes versus Morris. How is that battle going on? I understand from the folks that really study lacrosse night and day, they say it's a war, that these two guys are going at it.
It really is. This is a wonderful competition to have. You know, I've laughed sometimes. You've seen Coach Saban over the years arguing about one of these quarterbacks has to step up, you know, because they're not playing well enough. He's trying to figure out who the starting quarterback is for Virginia Lacrosse 2025. I love the competition. We're still struggling who the starting goalie is going to be because Matt Nunes, who's been a three-year starter for us, most of the 3 years, he's playing like he's still the starter. He's running the clear. He's commanding the ride. His presence is there. But there's this other goalie at the other end of the field in practice, Kyle Morris. He just won't let the ball go in. And he's been stellar making saves. So we've got a wonderful competition happening right now, and you know, Matt Nunes wants to be the 4 year starter here, and Kyle Morris is doing his ultimate the basic job, is throwing the ball in. So we're gonna see. I'm not exactly sure who's gonna be the starting goalie on Saturday, but I'll tell you, whoever's in there, we have a tremendous amount of confidence. So a good problem to have, different than maybe the faceoff X, where we gotta figure out who our backup faceoff guy is.
All right, let's talk a little bit briefly about McCabe Millen. He was a highly recruited top one, two, or three recruit, depending upon whatever service. I thought he seemed a little undersized to be labeled like that, 5'10", 175. But he clearly has all the stick work skills, and he has the moves. Are you seeing maybe a more improved Millen coming in this year?
We are. That is a young man who has segmented all the noise, outside noise, mostly positive, sometimes negative. He'll have his critics. He has an incredibly emotional intelligence of just boxing it. He listens and he reads the social media, all those people that age do. He just gets right back to work. He's the son of arguably, you know, one of the top five lacrosse players of all time, Mark Millen. So he grew up in a house learning the game, feeling some pressure, and so he's used to this. What's going to be different for McCabe is no Connor Schellenberger and Peyton Cormier. So now it's clearly he's receiving the number one defender from the other team, and he knows that. He knows he has to elevate his game. There's no distracting what the opposing defensive coordinator is focused on primarily is stopping McCabe Millen. And so he's such a dynamic player. Where he's going to be different from Connor is Connor's a little more patient. Connor didn't want to have too many turnovers. McCabe Millen, if he sees an opening, he's going to fire it in there. So he's a little bit more of the flair for the dramatic and much more of an exciting, electrifying Dodger.
We call that tunnel vision.
Absolutely.
All right, another question here for Hobbo jumps in here. A couple of my buddies who really follow the game very closely and played somewhere on the collegiate level, they all talk about Joey Terenzi. And one fella commented to me, if he could ever stay healthy, we might see the real Joey T. Is he healthy? And do you see that as being something that could be a big factor this season?
He's a huge factor for us. Joey Terenzi, his first fall, there was five different incidents, swerving to avoid a raccoon coming home with his late night food, got carted off on a stretcher from one practice, but he was fine the next day. And if he could break a pinky bone, if he could, do something silly, he got COVID. Most people were done with COVID by 2023. He got COVID. He was out for 2 weeks. You're right. So he's had his more than share of bad luck in the past. Joey Trenzi's just about back. We're hopeful he'll play this weekend. He's had some other nagging things. He is electrifying. He's the guy last year, opening game, first goal of the season, he scored, going from defense to offense. He's the guy you want at both ends of the field. Number five's got a bag of tricks, fake hidden ball tricks, drives, plays defense physically, understands the game really well. What a wonderful person to spend time with. So, yeah, Joey Terenzi is a guy that you can think of similar to the role of Ryan Conrad, what he played for.
Right.
Jeff Connor more recently. That two-way guy who can do it all is dangerous at both ends of the field. Key to get him healthy.
Well, he and Noah Chismar are specialists. And talk about the importance of those short stick defensive middies.
As your short stick defensive midfielder in lacrosse, the analogy is being a cornerback in football. You're left on an island sometimes against some really good Dodgers, and you don't have as long a stick, and you sometimes don't have a slide to support you. Oh, by the way, when we do get the ball, we need you to part return it out of there to clear the ball, and be on face-off wings and pick up those tough GBs.
Yep.
And can you play a little offense too? Can you be like Noah Chismar and Joey Terenzi and score some goals and be dangerous in transition? It's a fun role. You are a master of all trades. You got to be great at all. And so Noah Chismar, one of our captains, fantastic captain, by the way, he excels at all those different areas. Joey is a little more electrifying, and that's why he gets a little bit more of the accolades.
Yeah, you love to have terrific leadership, which clearly you have. By the way, we're visiting with head lacrosse coach Lars Tiffany. Coach, the one thing I was curious about, I look at the preseason top 10. You see Notre Dame, Syracuse, Virginia, Duke in the top 7. How has the ACC remained so dominant in college lacrosse?
Yeah, except for Charlottesville, you got great coaches. And
no, I think we have a great
fiddle
coach.
Fiddle faddle. We're not going to let you get away with that one.
We have a future Hall of Fame coach in Charlottesville.
Oh yeah, Tony Bennett. I know that guy.
Well, Tony and Lars, and probably Brian O'Connor too, if he's not already in there.
Oh, I know. I think he already is. Well, deservedly so. It's with only 5 ACC schools that sponsor lacrosse. To be a part of this incredible conference, you don't have too many choices, and we've got tremendous legacy and tradition. I think about Virginia specifically, incredible players that have come before us, the Stanwicks, the Gills, the Rattellis, And then you think about the coaches like Dom Starzha. It's, you know, and unfortunately the other ACCs have similar, you know, murderer's row of great players and great coaches. So, and heck, it is a spring sport. And do you want to play it in the New England, or do you want to play it in the warmer confines of the southern atmosphere of Virginia and the Carolinas? So it's, but yeah, I mean, again, iron sharpens iron. We're battling each other, you know, and all those battles, we make each other better.
Let me follow up with a question. I think I've asked you this before, but how much impact is NIL having on college lacrosse?
It's a presence. It's not as dramatic as you're finding in football and basketball, and probably less so than baseball and hockey, but it's a percentage. You know, if I'd had to say, it's probably 10 to 15% of a budget of the talent acquisition process. You know, it's something that it's really benefited some of us ACC schools. The Ivy Leagues don't participate, not wholeheartedly at least. And the Big Tens are participating to some extent, but it's we're not going above and beyond. It's not like you're going to hear, oh, of course there's a full scholarship and here's an additional dollars. Our scholarships are partials. Our NIL fills the gap.
Oh, I would be remiss if we didn't ask you about defense. The years of the Velociraptors have come and gone. You do have a couple of brutes. I mean, George Fulton is not a small man. Griffin Kaloji, the same can be said. Talk about your defense, and we've got about a minute to go in this segment. Tell us a little bit more about your D.
We still do have some height. We got a couple guys at that 6'5", 6'6", range. And Ben Ware, who's only 6'3", but he'll hunt you down. He'll throw some of those checks. Yeah, we're trying to maintain that Velociraptor stigmatization. It's a group that's playing really well right now. John Schroeder is a powerful cover defender. We're physical. I really like, we're experienced down there with Griffin Kaloji, who transferred from Richmond. We have an experienced group that is able to change our slide packages midstream and communicate through that.
Well, Coach, good luck. I know you face it off 12 o'clock on Saturday against Colgate. Good luck. We'll talk to you again during the season.
Thank you, Coach. Got to leave it there.
You're the best, Frank and Jim.
Thank you. Maxwell & Associates is a full-service accounting and business advisory firm with a large focus on business sales for Main Street and lower middle market businesses. With three offices in Richmond and a team of CPAs and enrolled agents, Maxwell & Associates offers tax prep services, bookkeeping, payroll services, along with full-service business brokerage offerings, including succession and growth planning, mergers and acquisitions, and post-business sale consulting. Call 804-200-8442 to speak to Jim.
Invictus Sales and Marketing is the fastest-growing electrical sales agency in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Led by former Wahoo Paul Collins, Class of 90, and his partner Pete Houston, Invictus is your go-to for any of your electrical needs.
From residential to commercial and industrial, Invictus can help you pick out what you need and get it when you need it.
Invictus is derived from the Latin word invicta, meaning undefeated.
All of the lighting upgrades across Scott Stadium and the pergola lighting are represented by Invictus Sales and Marketing.
The future of Virginia football is very bright. The next time you're looking to catch a game with friends or family, check out what TGI Fridays has going on.
We are now offering 10 new value meal deals starting at $9.99. Or try our new Friday's Feast menu where you can pick either two or three of your favorites. From hand-breaded chicken tenders or shrimp, whiskey glazed chicken breast, and Friday's Big Ribs.
And don't forget what Friday's is known for. Delicious cocktails, cold beer, and incredibly daily and weekly specials to end your workday like you deserve.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Call at Clinical Research Partners. We need you to participate in clinical trials to help bring tomorrow's medicines here today. Without you, there are no new medicines. So call us today at 804-477-3045 and see if we have a clinical trial for your health issue. We'll be enrolling in flu studies this fall. You could help make the difference for many other folks. With your problems, think of it. You could be somebody else's hero. Clinical Research Partners, advancing medicine to improve lives.
Looking for an SUV that delivers both power and comfort? Visit us at Crown Acura of Richmond.
Check out the RDX, designed for those who crave style and performance. And for families, the MDX offers space for seven with all the power you need. At Crown Acura of Richmond, we make your car buying experience simple and stress-free.
Stop by 8704 West Broad Street or visit us online at crownacurarichmond.com. Crown Acura of Richmond, where performance meets convenience.
Hi, this is Boyd Rawls. I'm an orthopedic hand surgeon specializing in hand, wrist, and elbow injuries. I'm a diehard Wahoo who completed nearly all of my training at the University of Virginia. Ortho Virginia is the largest multi-specialty orthopedic practice in Virginia. We have offices in Richmond, Lynchburg, Northern Virginia, and Virginia Beach. Our dedicated certified hand therapists will work hard to speed your recovery. For more information, please visit our website, orthovirginia.com.
When it comes to UVA athletics, our sense of community is a great strength. Hi, I'm Kevin Lang, Executive Vice President at Town Bank and a proud Virginia graduate. As a local bank, we know that a strong community is a win for everyone. We're in the game to help local businesses, community partners, and individuals and families set and achieve their financial goals. Find out how Town Bank is serving others and enriching lives. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Hugh Joyce with James River Air. What does it take to be a professional technician? Years of experience, dedication to the job, the willingness to listen, the skills to get the job done, and the confidence to guarantee results. It takes a lot to be a professional, but it doesn't take much to find one. Let James River Air help with your heating, cooling, electrical, and plumbing needs. Call the professionals at 1-800-COMFORT.
Who's Talking? Season 16 with your hosts, Frank Maloney and Jim Hobgood on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
We're back. Who's Talking? Segment two. We thank head lacrosse coach Lars Tiffany for joining us in the first segment.
He's always terrific.
I thought he provided.
He just is so upbeat. He's got a lot of information. It's no wonder he's a great coach with high level success.
And no wonder the top players want to go play for him.
Yeah.
All right. Now we have the
About top docs.
We have Ortho Virginia Injury Report, their sponsor for Getter, and none other than Dr. Boyd Rawls. Boyd, how are you, sir?
I'm fine. Good evening. How are y'all?
We're doing great. Boyd, against Miami last week, Eli Saunders and Andrew Rohde did not play. Now against VPI on Saturday, Rohde played, hit a big long sleeve on his leg. Mm-hmm. I couldn't see what was under it, and I'm convinced that sleeve was designed to make sure you couldn't tell if he had a brace around his knee or his ankle or whatever. I noticed that Sanders had some kind of support device on his ankle. I want to say it looked like his left ankle. Any intel from the world of Ortho Virginia as to those two players' injuries?
Not that I've got. It seems like they're really keeping them under wraps if they got the sleeve on them. Yeah, I'm not sure. I mean, that could be any number of things, you know. So I guess both of them have been playing most recently, right?
Well, Rohde played Saturday. Saunders missed both games last week, and they have another game tonight Pittsburgh.
Guys, by the way, those guys are starters. So we have not had this situation in quite some time. We talked about Christian Bliss at the beginning of the season, and we've since learned he doesn't want to compete. So if he wants to sit in the library, good for him. But
Rohde did play 31 minutes on Saturday. But just speculate a little bit, a sleeve on the leg, what are some of the things that could be going on?
Yeah, I mean, he a lot of times with this compression sleeve and things like that, it's sort of a lower leg injury type thing, like a distal hamstring or, a gastroc, something in the calf. that's been kind of sprained or injured. If he's playing, it must not be something that serious. But I've explained this to y'all in the audience before. I mean, sometimes these, ankle sprains, knee sprains, stuff like that, that there's, that you can kind of play through, tend to tend to nag the athletes and kind of affect them, you know, for a long time before they really get over them. So we'll kind of have to see how he does in the next few weeks, I guess.
Yeah, some of those injuries, the best thing for him is rest. And during the season, you don't have that opportunity. So the training staff, the docs and Ethan Saliba are doing the best they can to get these guys ready to play, because clearly the players want to be on the floor.
Yep.
Oh, by the way, my number one patient, my wife, is doing very well. Boyd treated Linda Hobgood's thumb, and it's doing much better. So I would recommend Boyd Rawls to anybody out there that has a little hand, wrist, finger, thumb, whatever the case may be. He is he's terrific and clearly knows what he's doing over there at Ortho Virginia in Westchester Common area.
Boyd, if you want those kind of compliments from me, you're going to have to start sending me some checks, all right? I'm just kidding.
I've been running into Frank quite a bit at the grocery store.
I'm just kidding. Hey, I love seeing you around town, and I know you're obviously doing double duty there, leaving the office and going shopping for the family for dinner, so I give you high marks there.
That is impressive.
Yes.
What's for dinner tonight? I might come over.
Believe me, Hubba will eat, so you better buy extra helpings of the ribs if you're doing that.
There we go.
Boyd, how's your practice? Everything going well?
Everything's great, yeah. I mean, it's like I said, good to see you guys. Good to see Hubba and his wife, and you know, glad all of y'all are doing well. And we moved into our new office in the fall, and you know, it's a really wonderful facility. You know, got a lot of doctors there, a lot of staff, and
the Taj Mahal. That thing is huge.
It's beautiful, giant. And what I like is it's accessible with plenty of parking, which is those are things that I look for.
I can't tell if you're being sarcastic or not.
Trust me, he's always sarcastic.
I'm being absolutely truthful.
It caught me off guard.
It's right off of good old Midlothian over there, and
spotlights and everything.
Parking lot is ample, so I don't like to go to places where I can't park. Hey, Ray Boyd, we thank you for everything, your sponsorship, your loyalty, and your fandom of the Wahoo Nation here, and we'll visit with you again soon. Thank you very much.
All right. Appreciate it.
All right, we're heading to break. Next up, Mike Mullins and UVA football.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win, only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.
Canal Capital Management is a fully integrated wealth planning firm whose singular focus is on growing and protecting the wealth of their clients. Canal's unique approach provides an array of services, including investment management, tax and financial planning, real estate management, business consulting, and family office services.
Canal Capital Management and former UVA kicker Noah Greenbaum are proud supporters of Who's Talking. Canal was built for a single purpose, to provide clients with a simple, understandable process to grow, protect, and eventually transfer their wealth.
Thank you to all Virginia Athletics Foundation members for your support of Virginia Athletics. This is Cam Robinson, linebacker for your Virginia Cavaliers.
Hi, this is Franklin Family Head football coach Tony Elliott. I encourage you to make a gift to the Virginia Athletics Foundation to help cover the cost of scholarships and operations as we build the model program.
To make a difference in the lives of UVA student athletes, call the Virginia Athletics Foundation at 434-982-5555. Or visit VirginiaAthleticsFoundation.com.
Invictus Sales and Marketing is the fastest growing electrical sales agency in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Led by former Wahoo Paul Collins, class of 90, and his partner Pete Houston, Invictus is your go-to for any of your electrical needs.
From residential to commercial and industrial, Invictus can help you pick out what you need and get it when you need it.
Invictus is derived from the Latin word invicta, meaning undefeated.
All of the lighting upgrades across Scott Stadium and the pergola lighting are represented by Invictus Sales and Marketing.
The future of Virginia football is very bright.
Finding a reputable law firm can be a daunting task, especially in the midst of a crisis. But Jeff McDonald and Associates is here to help.
Jeff McDonald Associates is a personal injury and workers' comp law firm based in Virginia.
For over 25 years, our team has been helping injury victims get the compensation they need after a serious accident disrupts their life.
Injured? Don't wait. Just call the Yates. 804-888-8888. Maxwell & Associates is a full-service accounting and business advisory firm with a large focus on business sales for Main Street and lower middle market businesses. With three offices in Richmond and a team of CPAs and enrolled agents, Maxwell & Associates offers tax prep services, bookkeeping, payroll services, along with full-service business brokerage offerings, including succession and growth planning, mergers and acquisitions, and post-business sale consulting. Call 804-200-8442 to speak to Jim.
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. TheSaber.com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson reaches.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having to face the noise. Parentes fires from three and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
You know, with UVA, I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo fan, TheSaber.com.
Hello, this is Kevin Lang, a proud UVA graduate and member of your local Town Bank team. Being part of a team builds character in any arena. Together we can accomplish more than we thought was possible. Get to know the local team at Town Bank. We're members of your community ready to open the door to new possibilities. Discover the difference at Town Bank, where we're serving others and enriching lives. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hello, I'm Dr. Owusu Achai with Ortho Virginia. I'm an orthopedic surgeon specializing in sports-related injuries. My Richmond office focuses on minimally invasive hip labral repairs and ACL knee surgeries. As a recognized expert in sports hip injuries and the chair of hip arthroscopy for Ortho Virginia, I lead a dedicated team that delivers top-tier care in sports medicine. Our team provides excellent care to level the playing field for our patients and their communities. To learn more, go to orthovirginia.com.
Nobody covers the Wahoos quite like these two. It's Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hopgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now on 105.1 FM.
Hey, welcome back. Who's Talking? Hobbo and Frank in studio, along with Vince, our producer engineer, who's been with us for a couple of years now, does a terrific job. And we thank Dr. Boyd Rawls of Ortho Virginia, and had a great visit with head coach Lars Tiffany of Virginia Lacrosse. But now we're going to transition to a little football conversation. That's one thing in 16 years Mr. Maloney has always taught me. It's always football season. So Mike Mullins, former offensive line great at UVA, is on the phone with us. Mike,
Thanks for calling in and sharing a few minutes with us.
Well, no, thanks for having me. It's always a pleasure.
Well, you forgot to say he's got to be one of the nicest guys ever to graduate from UVA.
Period. Well, other than me, of course.
Javo, don't stretch things. I'm in a good mood, but I'm not going
to
be that.
Well, he was one of the nicest football players ever to graduate. I'm one of the nicest basketball players, see.
Listen,
we'll cover both sports.
Listen, be careful. I'll go find Joe Bach wherever he is, and I'll sick him on you.
Who's Joe Bach?
He was one of the bad boys in Virginia football.
Oh.
Played for the Jets as a special teams guy.
All right.
You did not want Joe Bach pissed off at you, which actually happened to me once. Anyway. You
know, our friend Terry Gates was the enforcer in the basketball
He would not have wanted to face Joe Bach.
Yeah.
All right. Mike, first off, how are you doing, sir?
Oh, we are doing great. Just trying to get my head wrapped around transfer portal stuff and all this stuff like everybody else, I guess, right?
Well, Virginia recently, speaking of portal, landed Jaden Thomas. He's a redshirt junior who, believe it or not, played at the Pace Academy for Chris Slade some years ago.
Ah, so a little connection there,
a little
huh?
connection here. And he committed to Virginia, and he is a good, solid wide receiver, 6'1", 205. And he will help lessen the blow of losing Malachi Fields.
Yeah, I was going to say,
ironically, to Notre Dame.
You said that was an area of need, wide receiver, right?
And we got this fellow, and he will help. In addition, in the last couple of weeks, Virginia landed Mitchell Melton, who apparently has tried to play for 10 schools. He only ended up playing for four, I think, but he's 6'3", 235, red shirt senior, plays the edge. We need a good pass rush, and he is going to help there. Cameron Ross, Monroe Mills. Now, Mills is an interesting character. Red shirt senior offensive tackle from Columbia, Missouri, 6'7", 291. So he will pass the eyeball test and helped the O-line, and believe it or not, he transitioned in the portal from Louisville to UVA, which is an unusual combo. I'm trying to look for some of the other guys. I was a little surprised that Ben Smiley left UVA. I don't know really what he gained by doing that. He's transferred to Connecticut, which I think is weird. Now, Virginia got a player named Kevin Widginton, redshirt junior, 6'5", 290, and he plays guard. He should help the O-line, and we will see, but he has pretty decent ratings. I'm looking for this other fella. We got a guy. Here he is, I think. You know, it's a linebacker, D-line.
Well, Mike, overall, just while Frank's looking that up, what's your feeling about the transfer portal from Virginia's perspective this season?
After just the exodus, I mean, it's kind of disheartening to kind of see the stuff. I mean, I know it's been going on for a bit now, but it looks like, I mean, we've tried to go out there, and after we got the endowment fund or whatever it is at this point, the gift, looks like we went out and we're doing some good stuff with it and trying to replace some folks that have jumped ship, and which again, I think, you know, Frank and I talked the other day, it's just how sustainable is it at this point, just because it just seems like it's such a revolving door. It's hard for the fan. I mean, it's got to be hard for everybody out there, and, you know, kind of keeping up with everything and trying to, you know, cheer on your team when you don't know who's out there.
Well, here's the other. I did find the name of the player I was looking for. Brady Wilson is a center, played at a small school, and, you know, he's not the biggest guy, 6'1", 275, but he's got a lot of experience and is highly rated. So, you know, you can see Virginia has gotten some guards, they've got some tackles, and they've got a center. So the O-line should be better this year if these guys' ratings are accurate. Now, it's impossible to know. You know, you know, in my experience so far. Oh, I forgot to mention Tayshawn Wyatt from, believe it or not, he grew up in Henrico and played at JMU, and he's transferring to Virginia. He's a guard. So Virginia has picked up some good, solid, experienced linemen. Here's my question to you, Mike, and this is the $64,000 question. Can a coaching staff assimilate all these new parts and plug them in and create a good cohesive unit? Because Virginia has not had good offensive line play. They got two new quarterbacks. That's not true. Virginia's got four new quarterbacks. They got two high schoolers and two transfer portal guys. This kid from North Texas is slated to be the star. But my question to you is, can an offensive line be brought together and to gel with the existing players? Noah Josie is back. Their left tackle is back. So they really must get the center, the right guard, and the right tackle fixed. And then we got to pray that Sage Ennis, the transfer of Clemson at tight end, is healthy finally after a year and a half.
You know, that's a tall task. I mean, you saw when we got to the ACC championship, it was when Bronco had his team together for several years. He had several folks that had played together. They had been there together. Again, they know what the other person beside him is doing. It's absolutely a tall task to be able to get all these pieces put together in a year when they may go out again next year. You're going to have to find the exact same thing. Teams are doing it, but again, you know, getting that communication, getting them gelled together and doing whatever kind of team building they need to do at this point to kind of draw all these people together, it's an absolute tall task.
Well, my thing that I'm concerned with is, you know, personnel packages and who's on the field at the big moments. How do you know who those guys are? Number one. Number two, the O-line has to adjust to the new quarterbacks, and I just worry that, and maybe I'm, you know, been sort of beaten down, but I'm concerned, can Tony Elliott and Heffernan, the offensive line coach, and the offensive coordinator, who I'm not even going to mention his name, he makes me so mad, how are they going to make this work in a season where they have a schedule that is far more interesting and Virginia has far more potential to get 7 wins or 8 wins maybe? But it all depends on these offensive linemen. I mean, I think you can bring in D linemen and get them going pretty fast. But O linemen, they have to all communicate. They got all the plays to learn, all the schemes, the different packages with the different personnel. I mean, there's just so many parts. I mean, what do you think?
Yeah, because I mean, D linemen, I mean, you're sometimes working in tandem with the people beside you and behind you, but for the most part, you've got one job, and it's to get across the line and plug up a hole and do that. But again, you know, having a group of five offensive linemen, they've got to move as one. And again, having all those people on the same page is a big deal. And again, understanding all that stuff, where they came from and what kind of schemes they were blocking and do they all know what they're doing. I mean, it's definitely a lot that's going to be put on their plate here soon.
Mike, what do you think about the locker room? You know, we had Paul Collins on last week. He keeps talking about the locker room. What do you envision the locker room being like in the era of NIL, where you might have guys getting compensated at different levels? How do you think that affects the chemistry?
Very, very interesting chemistry. I mean, you know, I remember sitting in the locker room and the different things that, you know, we were talking about, and it definitely wasn't anything to do with how much you're getting paid and all those different things, because it just wasn't out there. But I could definitely see it, you know, pulling away from some of the things that they're focusing on is, you know, what am I going to do next year? How am I doing so far this year? Is it going to land me more money next year? Those types of things, again, I think are going to kind of pull at some of the strings that, you know, hopefully they can get them close enough knit that, again, it's not going to create a big issue, but I'm sure it's got to be out there. Some of those folks are in there asking those questions and again, worried about tomorrow versus what they're going to do this year.
Well, Mike, we're going to leave it there with you. We want to thank you, as always, for joining us on Who's Talking, and we wish you well. We wish you well in you know, your life and your business down there in North Carolina, and hope you'll stay in touch with us.
Absolutely. Appreciate you all.
All right. Thank you, Mike.
All right. We got to cover basketball real quick. Hobo, the Cavaliers won a very important game on the road against Miami, came home, and didn't play defense all night, but somehow rallied in the final minutes of the game and made it a one-point contest and had the ball.
Had an opportunity.
With a chance to win.
Didn't execute. Yeah, I had talked in a newsletter a couple of weeks ago about this four-game stretch. BC at home, Notre Dame at home, Miami on the road, and Virginia Tech at home. That was a four-game stretch where I thought they had an opportunity to win all four games. Obviously, they won BC, then didn't play particularly well against Notre Dame. Obviously, Notre Dame's a team. They had a couple of guys out, including Marcus Burton, who was injured for a while. He's a terrific guard for Notre Dame. He's back playing well. Notre Dame's an improving team, but that was still disappointing. It's always disappointing to lose to the Hokies, but especially at JPJ. So that's a tough loss. Has put Virginia in a difficult position because now they're going to have to battle to make sure they qualify for the ACC tournament in Charlotte.
Which is to avoid embarrassment.
Yeah. I mean, you don't want to be one of the three teams that do not go. Right now, you know, you got Miami, NC State, BC, Virginia. Three of those four teams look like they're not going to go to the ACC tournament, and we certainly don't want the Wahoos to be that one of those three teams.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say that the Cavs need three wins to avoid that ignominious ending.
Yeah, I'm going to take a look at that in this week's newsletter, so pay attention. I'm going to take a look at the schedule of Miami, BC, NC State. We already know Virginia's schedule, and it's pretty tough. Five games on the road. Four home games, two of which are against Clemson and Duke, which are at the top of the ACC standings. So those are going to be challenging games even at home.
One thing I will say, I thought in the first half especially, the officiating was deplorable. It was just, it wasn't a question of favoring one team or the other. It was just bad. I mean, holy cow, they even went to the monitor and looked at that play where the big man, 43, I believe.
Poteek.
Threw his left arm back and hit Robinson in the jaw, and his knees buckled, and they went and reviewed it on the video, and they still assigned the foul to Robinson. I'm saying, oh, because his knees buckled, I guess he didn't fall fast enough.
Well, it's tough. Poteet is a big, strong guy. Although, I think Anthony Robinson may have a future. You know, he's a redshirt freshman. He's got 3 years of eligibility left. He's clearly an athlete with a little more development. He could be a factor for the Hoos down the road.
I still like some of the talent on the team. I'm hopeful they can get it together. All right. Well, we're headed to our last mid-show break. We got the big Olympic Sports Report sponsored by Fridays coming up. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Call at Clinical Research Partners. We need you to participate in clinical trials to help bring tomorrow's medicines here today. Without you, there are no new medicines. So call us today at 804-477-3045 and see if we have a clinical trial for your health issue. We'll be enrolling in flu studies this fall. You could help make the difference for many other folks. With your problems, think of it. You could be somebody else's hero. Clinical Research Partners, advancing medicines to improve lives.
This is Hugh Joyce with James River Air. There are lots of things that can go wrong with a heating and cooling system. We've seen them all. Whether you're installing a new system or servicing an old one, we have the professional technicians to get the job done right. Guaranteed, or your money back. Don't worry if things go wrong with your system. Relax, knowing we'll make it right. Let James River Air help with your heating, cooling, electrical, and plumbing needs. Call the professionals at 1-800-COMFORT.
The next time you're looking to catch a game with friends or family, check out what TGI Fridays has going on.
Relax and take in Richmond's premier TV package with $5 happy hour appetizers and drinks, like our steakhouse meatballs, loaded potato skins, pan-seared pot stickers, mozzarella sticks, and our signature Long Island iced teas.
And don't forget what Fridays is known for: delicious cocktails, cold beers, and incredible daily and weekly specials to end your workday like you deserve. Looking for an SUV that delivers both power and comfort? Visit us at Crown Acura of Richmond.
Check out the RDX, designed for those who crave style and performance. And for families, the MDX offers space for seven with all the power you need. At Crown Acura of Richmond, we make your car buying experience simple and stress-free.
Stop by 8704 West Broad Street or visit us online at crownacurarichmond.com. Crown Acura of Richmond, where performance meets convenience.
Canal Capital Management is a fully integrated wealth planning firm whose singular focus is on growing and in protecting the wealth of their clients. Canal's unique approach provides an array of services, including investment management, tax and financial planning, real estate management, business consulting, and family office services.
Canal Capital Management and former UVA kicker Noah Greenbaum are proud supporters of Who's Talking. Canal was built for a single purpose: to provide clients with a simple, understandable process to grow, protect, and eventually transfer their wealth.
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. TheSaber.com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson reaches.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having to face the noise. Parentes fires from three and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
You know, with the UVA, I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo fan, TheSaber.com.
Hello, this is Kevin Lang, a proud UVA graduate and member of your local Town Bank team. Being part of a team builds character in any arena. Together we can accomplish more than we thought was possible. Get to know the local team at Town Bank. We're members of your community ready to open the door to new possibilities. Discover the difference at Town Bank, where we're serving others and enriching lives. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Dr. Jody Smith, a sports medicine physician with Ortho Virginia and a proud UVA grad. At Ortho Virginia, in addition to taking care of teams at the high school, college, and professional level, we pride ourselves in taking care of recreational athletes of all ages. When orthopedic problems take you out of the game, you can visit us at one of our seven offices in Richmond or walk into one of our three ortho on-call locations if you can't come in during normal business hours. You can also visit our website, orthovirginia.com, to make a scheduled appointment with me or my PA, Susan Kuehr, or one of our other Ortho Virginia physicians. Because at Ortho Virginia, stronger starts here.
Bringing you the latest with all things UVA athletics. It's Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hobgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, and now on 105.1 FM.
All right, we're back. Final segment tonight. We've had a great show. Head coach Lars Tiffany, Dr. Boyd Rawls, and former offensive line great at UVA, Mike Mullins. And now we're going to start with the Friday's Olympic report. And Frank's got a few nice things to say about Friday's food, appetizer, beverages, all that good stuff.
Friday's is outstanding. First off, Friday's to go. If you're in a hurry, you call ahead. They will have it ready for you and beautifully packaged items, excellent to go, heat retention, so your food is hot. They keep it on a heated shelf, and I've seen it. It
sounds like you've done this occasion.
Well, I've watched them. They do a great job. Let's talk about their food. Their appetizers are top 10 in the market, if not top 5. I'm very impressed with like their ribs, their hamburgers. They've got a couple of good salads for all the ladies out there. And guys trying to lose weight like this guy right here. When you're inside Fridays, it's always Friday.
It absolutely.
And let me tell you
something. Happy hour all the time.
That's actually what Hobbo likes.
We love the happy hour. but yeah, Tony Grillo, Fridays has been a long-term sponsor of Who's Talking. We appreciate Tony and his people. So please frequent Fridays and tell them Who's Talking. Frank and Hobbo sent you. A couple of things on the Olympic front. One interesting thing, we talked lacrosse earlier, but Virginia baseball has been picked by the ACC coaches to win the conference championship, and I found one thing interesting. The last time UVA was picked to finish first in the conference was 2015, the year we won the national championship. So maybe that's a good omen.
Well, you know, the question for this Cavalier baseball team is, will there be enough pitching? Because I think Virginia's everyday players in the field are outstanding. And Virginia has some good, solid relievers. The young man from Benedictine, his name escapes me. Dang on it.
Escapes me as well, but you're right. I mean, you know, the one thing about baseball, you can never have enough pitchers because inevitably somebody's going to have an injury, arm injury, elbow, shoulder, whatever.
Or just sore. They just get sore, you know.
But no, Brian O'Connor clearly has a good group. The various polls have all indicated Virginia in the top five nationally. So they're going to certainly be a contender to go back to Omaha for the College World Series, which I think they've done, what, five or six times in Brian O'Connor's coaching tenure?
Maybe more.
One other thing that's near and dear to Frank's heart, the UVA men's tennis team had a big win over the weekend. They rallied to beat number one Texas 4-3. The Virginia men were ranked number five nationally, so Virginia men's tennis is also, once again, a national championship contender.
You know, the head tennis coach is Andres Pedroso, outstanding young man. I saw the Cavaliers take down ODU in Richmond this just less than a month ago. And I'll tell you this about the Cavalier tennis team. A lot of young faces, and they're from all over the planet. They really are. But the wild thing is some of these guys, they are like top 10 ranked in the world.
Yeah, they're very, very talented. And the women's tennis program is also
top 10, top 5 program.
Five.
So the interesting thing is, will these teams come together and play their best tennis, as they get outdoors? And will they find a way to get to the Final Four weekend? That's, you know, like all these college sports, you've got to get there.
Yeah, and the ACC, we're not sure if this is good news or bad news, but the ACC has extended its commitment and long-term renewal contract with ESPN. It now runs through 2036, which is a long-term deal.
Well, it's the thing that concerns me is I could not find in my research whether it was just the same payout as it's been or if there was any sort of inflation.
Let's hope
increase.
They bumped it a little bit because that's been a source of contention or problematic for Jim Phillips and the Atlantic Coast Conference, although that was originally a John Swofford deal. Next week's show, we have a longtime beat writer for UVA, Jerry Ratcliffe, will be on. It'll be interesting to get his comments or thoughts, not only about the transfer portal for football, but also where the basketball program goes from here.
And I've reached out to head coach Brian O'Connor's media relations contact to see if we can get him on. So
before we go, Super Bowl prediction, Mr. Maloney.
By the way, before we leave baseball, Jay Woolfolk is the young man from the Richmond area.
Right, the relief pitcher.
And listen, he has unbelievable talent, in my opinion. He really does.
No, he's got good stuff, as they say in baseball.
And he has moments where he looks like Major League. So, you know, I hope this year, I believe he's a fourth year, I hope this is his year.
I hope so, because, you know, a couple of years ago, he made the decision to forego football and stick with baseball.
So for him, I'd like for him to see his dreams come true.
Yeah, hopefully he and the team have a great season. What about the Super Bowl? Kansas City, Philadelphia, Sunday night, 6:30.
All right, I think Philadelphia has the better team overall. If you had to look at every single position, the thing you have to factor in, and it's unavoidable, is Mahomes.
Yeah.
Patrick Mahomes is one of the winningest quarterbacks to ever put on the helmet.
That's the word I would use. He's a winner, and he seems to be able to find a way to win the game.
And he took this team this year with some injuries and some missing parts and still managed to win those one-possession games over and over and over again. And somehow he also can will, whether he's on the field or not, he can will penalties. I, I've I've never seen a guy.
Well, they're going for a record. No team has won three in a row. They have that opportunity. And the amazing thing to me, this is five times in 6 years they've been in the Super Bowl. So you have to say dynasty.
Well, you've just got to look out. But Jalen Hurts is a great quarterback. No, and I'm not going to bet against him.
We trust it'll be a great game. Join us next Monday at 6 o'clock. Jerry Ratcliffe and Dr. O and others. Go Hoos.
Go Hoos.
All right, let's do it. Who's Talking? Season 16 with your hosts, Frank Maloney and Jim Hobgood on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You know Graybar for electrical parts, but there's one more thing you may not be thinking of us for that can help maximize your next project's total value. Our pre-project planning services are designed to help you win the bid, save on labor costs, and keep your installers productive across your entire build. The sooner you call us, the better. Because when we're there from the beginning, we can anticipate your needs and help you solve problems before they become problems. Yep, Graybar does that.